Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Coastal Fisheries Bay Team Tournament offers experienced anglers a chance to reel in spotted sea trout in spring and southern flounder in fall for use in coastal hatchery programs.
We're taking the first 30 two-person teams. When they register, we're giving them a free cap and a t-shirt for now. And at the end of the day, whoever brings in fish, their name's going to go into a pot and their name's going to be drawn for a lifetime fishing license.
Robert Adamy, who oversees the event, says it is first come, first serve. The next tournament is October 29th in Sabine at the Salt Club. The fishing begins at 6 and ends around noon with prizes distributed shortly thereafter. And even people who don't reel in any fish are eligible for prizes.
The people that don't bring any fish in, their name goes into a second pot and they're going to win a fishing package, which will consist of a rod and reel combo, a GPS, and a boga grip.
And in the end, Adamy says it all comes down to anglers helping the agency maintain genetic integrity within these fish populations.
You maintain that genetic integrity by bringing in new stocks each year. We mix the fish up, and we also bring in 25% new fish into the program, and that helps maintain the genetic integrity of our hatchery program.
Learn more about coastal fisheries and the Coastal Fisheries Bay Team Tournament at our website, passporttotexas.org. This show is made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.